Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton and welcome to Big Squid. It's Chitter Chatter time with guest Bryden Coverdale. Today's topic is about the highest score in an ice hockey game. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. He's back. He's known as the Shark on the Australian version of The Chase. He's also an author of the book The Quizmasters. The last time he was on Chitter Chatter, he tried to explain time for Samoa. I'm not going to explain it to you now. You have to go back and listen to it. He's back. It's Bryden Coverdale. Bryden, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm very good, Justin. Good to be here.
Thank you. You have been wowing us on this podcast with a broad range of facts and trivia that I had no idea about. What do you have for us today?
Well, today I've got some sporting history this time. Now, if I ask you what country holds the world record for the most goals and the biggest win in a men's ice hockey international, what would you guess? You know, you'd probably guess Canada or
Guess maybe Canada or maybe, like, I'm guessing Russia, because Russia's always been quite good, but Russia's always
up there. Yep.
Yeah, so I'd probably it's the Canadian sport, really, isn't it? Like, that's their number one. So maybe I would take a guess in order: Canada, Russia, maybe America, or maybe there would be possibly like an Eastern European country.
Yes. You'd think so.
Yeah.
The answer is actually Australia.
really?
Yes.
Right.
So this is one of those international matches. It sort of reminds me a little bit of that Simpsons episode where they flash back to the Los Angeles Olympics and America's just winning all the medals, and the commentator says, we must remind you that some of these competitors come from countries that don't have swimming pools. So this was 1987. Australia defeated New Zealand 58-0 in an ice hockey match. Oh. So this was in the World Championships, but it was like in D grade of the World Championships. It was you know, Australia and New Zealand and South Korea and Hong Kong were all sort of in the right. all the ice hockey behemoths, obviously. The poor old New Zealand Ice Hockey Federation had only been formed a few months earlier. It literally didn't exist shortly before. Anyway, they came over to Australia to play in these pool matches, and the Australian team was sort of stacked with a few expats, you know, Canadians and Europeans and that sort of thing. So people who actually knew the game and could play it. The New Zealand players, went out on the ice thinking, oh, yeah, this will be good. The Australians had watched the New Zealanders during practice, and one of the New Zealanders said, yeah, their mouths were just wide open. We thought they couldn't believe how good we were. In reality, they couldn't believe their complete and utter lack of any skills at all. Wow. And, like, Australia just scored relentlessly. It was 58-0. Australia also beat Hong Kong 42-0 in that same tournament. And but the interesting thing is that New Zealand didn't actually finish last in their group because they managed to beat Hong Kong as well.
Oh, wow.
So the poor old New Zealanders who lost 58-0 were actually still better than the Hong Kong team. So it's a record that I believe still stands in men's ice hockey, that the most goals and the biggest win in a men's match set by Australia against New Zealand.
Oh, man. You tell me that story, and the first person I think about is the goalie. Was it the same goalie, just letting one go past him after another? At what point do you just accept your fate? Is it goal 13? Yeah. Is it goal 32?
Well, I believe that the sort of Australian management, as the match went on, actually sort of called up the International Ice Hockey Federation and said, what's the record, you know? Right. Because I think we're on track to beat it here. And once they found out that the record was like 47 or 48 or something like that, they just went all out to just smash that record.
Wow.
But I mean, there's lots of these sorts of things happen in international sport where teams are just massively, outmatched. One of my favorites is, I can't remember the exact scoreline, but in the early 50s, the English, soccer football team completely annihilated Australia in a couple of friendly matches, just ridiculously high scores. But my favorite thing about that is that the Australian goalie who was letting all these goals through, his name was Norman Conquest.
right.
Which is one of the great sporting names, especially given that England were, basically just demolishing another country, Norman Conquest.
Oh, that is perfect. What Australia needed to do was they needed to get the greatest goalkeeper that I've ever seen, and that's Sylvester Stallone in Escape to Victory.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That guy took on the Nazis and won.
Look, I feel as though, there's got to be a cool runnings style.
Yes.
Movie or something in some of these events, except that there's not a lot of redeeming elements to it. It's like, yep, we were crap and that was it.
Yeah, end of the story.
End of the story.
Where's Australia in the ice hockey now? Do we do all right? Was that just an anomaly?
I think that was just an anomaly based on the fact that we were in a group with other countries who knew even less about the sport than we did.
Right, that's the best way to compete, I think. Well, it's good to get a little bit of Aussie pride into this podcast. Thank you very much, Bryden. Your book is out at the moment, a great Christmas gift for the end of the year.
Absolutely, yes. I hope that, if people are interested in quirky facts and, quiz and game show stories from behind the scenes, that they might be interested in the Quizmasters. It's certainly in bookshops here in Australia, but it's also available as an ebook around the world. So have a look at it.
Go and check it out. You might even learn some skills on how to conduct yourself at your local pub quiz as well. So
that's right.
Thank you very much for that, mate.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you to Bryden for taking time out from the chase and joining me today. I hope you're enjoying these mini episodes as much as I am. And don't forget to check out his book. It's a perfect Christmas gift for anyone in your family, especially people who just, you know, like random bits of trivia, but also the history of what it's like to be a professional quizzer, especially in this country. I'll be back tomorrow with the return of writer, actor Annie Lindner. This time we're digging into her series, A Beginner's Guide to Grief. But I know she's been on and talked about this before, but the first time she was on, we talked without giving away any spoilers. So I was very careful about the topics that we talked about and the themes that we talked about because I wanted you to watch it and I didn't want to ruin any part of it. So we avoided all of the stuff that I really wanted to dig into. And now that I know a lot of you have checked out a series, but also more importantly, a lot of you have not only watched it but loved it, we're ready to have a proper chat. And this one gets very serious at times, but it is also incredibly beautiful. It's probably one of my favorite interviews of the year, and I think you'll get a lot from it. But just a warning, it does get serious, probably about two-thirds of the way through, in ways that, you know, I think we should be able to talk about certain topics a little bit more. And nothing's graphic, but you know, these are trying times. These are tough times. And we do not shy away from discussing that. But anyway, that will come out tomorrow. And as I said, one of my favorite interviews of the year. Later in the week on Patreon, there will be a new podcast that is for subscribers only. That will be available on Thursday. If you'd like to sign up for the Patreon and have access to bonus podcasts, cheaper tickets for live events, scripts and more, head to patreon.com/JustinHamilton_BigSquid and you'll find a tier that suits you. Over at bigsquidpod.com, you can find a brand new Dispatches from the Fury Road blog. I haven't had much of a time or an opportunity, I should say, to write a new one, but I finally got one up there. It's Spider Spider Burning Bright, which I think you'll find amusing because, once again, I'm failing to be a grown-up. Like, I'm really good at being a grown-up, and then I have these little failures, or big failures, depending on where you're standing. So that's free. It's probably about a 5-minute read, so it's perfect if you're trying to pass the time while on public transport or hiding in a toilet cubicle at work. Wherever you need to pass time, it's there for you and it's free. A quick plug for my solo show, Little Victories, down in Melbourne on the 26th of November at Comedy Republic. That is not far away at all. And my listeners can get money off their ticket price by using the promo code PODCAST. Head to comedy.com.au, click on my tile for more info, and make sure you use that promo code. Patreon subscribers, remember to use your super duper discount as well. Also, as I always say, if money is tight but you'd still like to contribute to the podcast, a top review on Apple Podcasts is a great way to show your appreciation for the work my friends and I do here. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week, that you kick goals intellectually and emotionally, but most of all, I hope you have an excellent time, as those wonderful philosophers Bill and Ted would say. Until then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.